And I always want to connect people to that burn, that fire that lies inside of them, that story that's in their heart, because that's when they attack on a completely different level. That's when their excuses stop. That's when they find a different level of discipline. That's when they find continual peak performance. Welcome back to another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and now on this 200th episode, you have heard me say this over and over again. You know how we do this. Every single week, we bring you a story of an athlete, a celebrity, an entertainer, somebody in the business world who has recognized that why and purpose is not enough. It's that underlying burn that ignites your why and your purpose that then causes you to be disciplined in your daily action on the days that you don't want to do it, and especially after you win. And you heard me right. This is a special episode. It is our 200th episode. We are in our fifth season of The Burn, and today you are just getting me for an opportunity to say thank you and to take you on a little journey back to how this all started and to share some lessons that will help you continue to attack and achieve continual peak performance in your life. So starting a podcast was one of those things that I had said I didn't have time for. I had made excuses about. I had told everybody, just not for me. I just don't have the time to fit it into my schedule. I wondered, would I have time to figure out the scheduling and the guests and the time to film? And would it be in person or would it be on Zoom? And how would you go about doing it? And so I had all the excuses in the world, and I had listened and I had taken action on every single one of those excuses. All the way, go back 5 years ago, to deciding not to do a podcast. Many of you have heard me say so many times on my journey that I still have two coaches, I read books every single day, and I'm continuing to attack to figure out what the highest level of performance looks like, because I believe we have to have an own it mentality and a never finished mentality. So those things actually aren't in alignment with the excuses that I was making as to why I wasn't going to start a podcast. Just like you right now might be making excuses to not get started on something that may have a profound impact on your life and the message that you will leave on the world. So I'll never forget one of my, I refer to him as a coach. It's really an iron sharpens iron relationship where we help each other. We're in each other's corners. I was in the hotel lobby that Drew Hanlon was staying at in Los Angeles. And I had gone to watch Drew train some of his NBA players that day. We met back at the hotel to just talk some things that were business related. And he looks at me and he says, "Hey, brother, when are you going to start a podcast?" And I said, "Well, Drew, I don't have time for a podcast, right?" I started reeling off all the excuses. He's like, "Man, I'm tired of hearing the excuses from you. You need to start a podcast." "Drew, man, I did over and over, excuse, excuse." He's like, "You're not hearing me. You need to start a podcast. The podcast is actually going to start next week, and you're going to hit record, and you're going to film your first episode." And then the more excuses. "Well, Drew, like, who's the first guest going to be? Like, next week?" He goes, "I don't care if the first guest is you. You will start your podcast next week." I needed Drew Hanlon. For those of you that know Drew, and he's got an amazing book that's going to be coming out. Title won't surprise you. Stop Bullshitting Yourself. What was I doing? I was bullshitting myself. I needed Drew to be that direct. Maybe you right now need to listen to this story and say, "I'm going to stop making the excuses as well." So Drew says, "Okay, now that we're in agreement that you're starting your podcast, what's the title of the podcast going to be? What are you going to be known for?" I'm like, "What am I going to be known for? Like, what's my messaging? You know, is it standard over feelings? Is it discipline? Like, what's the messaging?" And so I kind of give him this long dissertation of what I thought it would be. And he, you know, kind of puts his hand on his head. He's like, "Ben, like, you need to narrow it down. That is way too long. Some of you know I get excited. I get a little long-winded." He's like, "Man, you need to narrow it down." He says, you know what, Ben? He said, I think it's the burn. He said, you know, the unique thing that you do is you talk about this burn and you help people understand that that why and purpose is not enough. It's really that underlying burn. And all of you that know my story, my burn, my mom passing away 11 days before my 8th birthday, divorced from my father when I was 6 months old, fighting to make ends meet. My mom is my inspiration. I'm fighting every single day because I've been given days that she never got. That's my burn. When I connect to that, there's no hitting the snooze button. There's no wasting days. I'll own it. That's the burn. That's where it was born. And he says, you've helped people understand that deeper level that no other coach in the world talks about. Your podcast is going to be called The Burn. And as I told you, you will film your first episode next week. So I share that story to say to you, if you are standing on that sideline with all the excuses, just like I had, not to take action with something that may have a profound impact on others' lives, take action. It might be something that you become known for. You see, Drew went on to share with me, he goes, the burn will become your unseen hours. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, I've become known for the unseen hours. He goes, I'll see people and they'll know, oh, you're the unseen hours guy. He goes, one day people are going to start coming up to you and saying, you're the guy that does the burn. I listen to your show. Man, I love that show. I love the episode with Ed Milette. I love that episode with Andy Frisella. I love that episode with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. I love that episode with Shantae Lowe. And they're going to go on. And you're going to hear it all the time. He goes, I hear it all the time. That's why you need to do this, because there's stories that need to be told. You need to help the world understand people's burn and what it means so that they can connect to their burn. You'll become known for the burn. Fast forward 200 episodes later, exactly what he said has happened. Now, I'm not a, hey, take a look, like this is all about me. The beauty for me is every time I hear that and somebody says, oh, that Ed Milette episode, I know that it was worth these 200 episodes. I knew it was worth silencing the fears, the doubts, the uncertainties, and the bullshit I was telling myself to move forward. I knew it was worth hitting record over and over and over again when I still am busier than I've ever been. I'm on a sideline. I'm giving a talk. I've got coaching meetings. Sometimes you just don't feel like you have the time to do it, but you just keep going. So what have you been holding back on that you finally need to break through and take action? Is it a podcast? Is it a book? Is it a new facet of your business or your life? Is it starting 75 hard? Is it starting a diet? Is it starting a new workout regimen? And Drew Hanlon, thank you. Thank you, brother, because without you, the burn would have never been born. I needed your challenge that day. Now, don't get me wrong. I still need your challenge, and you challenge me with the best of them. I need the relationship in my life. I got so much love for how you show up in your life. I appreciate everything you've done for me, and I appreciate you pushing, challenging, really getting in my face that day in LA to let me know this had to happen. Drew Hanlon, I can never thank you enough. So what have I learned over these 200 episodes? What are the messages that have really resonated? You know, every time I share my mother's story, I always, for those of you that have been in a live audience setting when I've spoke, maybe that's how we found each other. That's how you found the burn. I always say, I know I'm not the only one in this room that has a story. Each and every single one of you has a story. And I always want to connect people to that burn, that fire that lies inside of them, that story that's in their heart, because that's when they attack on a completely different level. That's when their excuses stop. That's when they find a different level of discipline. That's when they find continual peak performance. And after doing this for 18 years, I realized that that's the way. It's through their burn. And so what the burn has provided is example after example after example of the importance of the burn and how everybody's burn is different. Every episode has been different. Every story has been different. Everybody's burn has been different. But what it's highlighted is what I believe, having done this for all these years, with some of the highest performers to ever walk the face of the earth, that why and purpose is not enough. It's that underlying burn that when you connect to it, it ignites that why and purpose and causes you to be disciplined, as I always say, on the days you don't want to do it, but especially after you win. And you create a different level of discipline when you connect to that burn. So here's a question I have for you. If you have been making excuses, when are you going to start your next challenge? When are you going to take action? All these episodes that you've listened to of The Burn, have you been connecting to your burn enough? I remember being on Ed Milet's podcast, and he made me talk about this. He said, Ben, he's like, help people understand how you connect to your burn. Tell them about your cell phone. Tell them about your snooze on your alarm on your cell phone. Because I don't hit the snooze button. He says, the alarm on your cell phone, tell them what it is. Many people don't know this. You can actually name your alarm on your phone. So the name on my cell phone, which is where my alarm is, that's what I wake up to, is Janet Fishman Newman Legacy. That's my burn. When I think of that burn, it ignites that why and that purpose, which is to empower and inspire individuals to uncover their passions and desires to seek a greater vision for themselves. The same why and purpose statement I've had since March of 2004 when I became a financial advisor. So that burn, my mom's story, not wasting a day, when I see that on the alarm, there's no hitting the snooze button. I leave my phone in the bathroom, so I have to get up and get out of bed so I don't wake Amy. She'll kill me if I wake her up. So I turn off the alarm. I look at my mother's name. There's no hitting the snooze button. I've created the environment to connect to the burn. Have you created an environment to connect to your burn? Because if you just listen to these episodes every single week and you're inspired by somebody's story, but you take no action, you wind up in the same place. So I don't want you to just say, I'm going to challenge myself to move forward. I want you to connect to your burn more often. If you look at the last 30 days on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself on connecting to your burn? Has it been often enough? Has it not been enough? Start connecting to your burn every single day and watch what happens in your life. And you cannot be one of those individuals who says how great they want to be. Oh, I'm going to attack this challenge. Oh, I'm going to start a podcast. Do it. And maybe I'm the voice for you today that Drew Hanlon was for me. Start the podcast. Start writing the book. 10 pages of writing tomorrow. Or you take that new business initiative. Or you invest in growing your business. You invest more in time with your family. You make the change that's necessary, but take action. Otherwise, you will end up in the exact same place. And when you reach those periods of time during the day where you tell yourself, man, I got nothing left in the tank. I can't go any further. Remind yourself of that burn again. I don't care if you have to remind yourself 100 times through the day, connect to your burn. The moment I connect to the visual of my mother coming to the dining room table when she had 24-hour nursing care in our house to ask me how my day was at school, there is no not attacking my day. And when you connect to your burn and your fire, it's the same. So just because you wake up in the morning and you connect to that burn, it might not be enough. You may need to do it 100 times during the day. You may need to do it at lunch. You may need to do it when you get tired and you've got doubts in the afternoon. You may need to do it when you feel like you're tired, exhausted, got nothing left in the tank, and you pull that car in the garage to be with your family. You connect to that burn, and remember, your most important job starts right then. If you've got a family, you know exactly what I mean. Allow that burn to ignite you, not just in the morning, but throughout your life in every decision that you make. Thank you to Drew Hanlon for igniting, being the spark, being the co-creator. I have to give you that credit, brother, for the burn. I needed the push. I needed the challenge. I hope today's episode is not just a thank you for you as a listener making the burn what it is. All the support, all the downloads, all the shares. Our team has a tremendous amount of gratitude for each and every single one of you who share the episodes, love the episodes, and have taken action because of the episodes. So Drew Hanlon, thank you. To our listeners, thank you. To Amy and Isaac and Kennedy, thank you. for listening to Dad in this home studio, recording so many episodes of The Burn. Some of them we do live, but so many that are right here, filmed. Thank you to my family. The support from them keeps me fired up and writing Grandma Janet's story. And one big final thank you. This would not be possible without Tyler Kirk. Tyler Kirk and I have been rolling together for over 7 years. Many of you remember the episode that I did with Tyler. Tyler is not just a creative director. Tyler is not just my business partner in Legacy Media. Tyler Kirk is a friend. Tyler Kirk is my brother. I love you, brother, for challenging me to do better with technology, to get the right microphone, to get the right setup, to sometimes have to walk hand in hand to get me to do shit right. None of this would have been possible without you. The first 200 episodes, brother, we've been getting it done. But as we always say to each other, we're just scratching the surface and the best is yet to come. I look forward to continuing to attack this journey with you, Tyler Kirk, and your countless hours of dedication, sacrifice, conviction, and passion to The Burn. Brother, I love you and I can't thank you enough. And to each and every single one of you listening, we're just scratching the surface. We're just getting started. And I just don't want you to listen. I want you to get into this fight with us. Be somebody that isn't known for what they say. Be somebody who's known for the action that they take. With great discipline, a never-finished mentality, an own-it mentality, and a deep connection to your burn. This may be episode 200, but we are just getting started.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.